Okay, Hare Krishna. So we're going to sing this song, Sri Kevalastakam. Each line ends, Harinamaya Vakevalam. We don't know who the poet is, but he had very, very deep realizations about the holy name. We began singing this song in Chicago some years ago at our first festival of the holy name. And it was, the devotees liked it so much, I think we sang it like 5 or 6 times. They kept saying, let's sing that again. And then the whole festival was over. It was like an hour after the festival, and a few devotees were sitting there, and they said, let's sing that one. So it's a very wonderful song. It's very powerfully glorifies the holy name. The translation is here, so you can, as you're singing the words, please take note of what you're singing. It's very, very sweet. Madaram Madarebyoki Mangalebyoki Mangalam. The holy name is sweeter than all other sweet things. Pavanam Pavanebyoki, we've been hearing how the holy name is purifying. Of all purifying things, it is the most purifying. We're hearing nicely, it even purifies the soul of envy, which is the root cause of our coming to the material world. So nothing else can do that. Abrahma Bhuvana, Abrahma Stamba Paryantam, Sarvamayam Jagat, the entire universe is nothing but Maya. Sarvamaya, Mayam Jagat, the whole universe is illusory. No matter how great it appears. Satyam, Satyam, Puna, Satyam. But the only true thing in existence is actually the holy name. That's a fact, because Krishna is the reality. Everything is here, it's his illusory energy, and Krishna is manifest in his holy name. Therefore, the holy name for us is our shelter, our everything. So, Hare Krishna. This is nice. Saguru Sapita Chapi. That person is actually the guru. That person is actually the father. That person is actually the mother. And friend, Bandavo, is only Shikshaya, if they teach this, that to always remember the holy name. Nishvase nahi vishvasa. It's very nice. There's no certainty about anything in this world. We have no certainty of anything. It's amazing. We have insurance policies and so many things to try to make a little certainty here. But there's, to get control. Somebody was commenting to me the other day, they have time management. We can't even control time. We can't even control our own time. There's so many attempts at controlling. So we're unable actually to control. So there's no certainty. Vishvasa, there's... But our last... There is certainty. Our last breath will come and put a halt to all of our plans. Therefore, Balyats, from the time of childhood. So it's very nice to see these children chanting the holy name from the very beginning of childhood. One should learn to develop their relationship with the holy name. The holy name will carry us through all of the phases of our life. The holy name is there with us, guiding us through every aspect of our life. Hari Seva Vishet Tatra. This is very beautiful. The Lord is not in Vaikuntha nor in the hearts of the yogis. But wherever Bhagavata Jana, wherever the devotees are singing, Gayanti Bhakti Bhavena, this is very beautiful. They're singing with the bhava, with the feelings, emotions of bhakti. Then the Lord is there. The Lord is with us. This is a lot of our favorite verse, this one here. This is the dukkha verse. Aho dukkham, maha dukkham, dukkha dukkha taram. This means, oh, aho, what suffering. Maha dukkham, what great suffering. Dukkha dukkha taram, suffering greater than any other suffering. It's a little emphatic. That's the point here. And what is that suffering? What is that unfortunate, misfortune, and sorrow? Is that kachartam. Kacha means just, like here it's translated as a piece of glass or something very worthless. Kacha means just something very worthless. Vishmutam, to mistake or to think that this jewel, Ratna, this great jewel of the holy name is insignificant. This is the greatest misfortune. If we can just appreciate, we've been hearing a lot this weekend about appreciating our good fortune to be able to chant this holy name. So if we can just appreciate what we have in the holy name, this is our good fortune. So therefore, diyatam, diyatam, karna, this holy name should be heard again and again with one's ears, karna, niyatam, niyatam, racha, with the voice should be uttered again and again. One should speak it on one's cell phone when it rings. What was the last part anyway? Sorry. Trini kritya jagat sarvam. This is very beautiful. This, in relationship, when the holy name blossoms in the heart and we begin to experience a little bit of the majesty of the holy name, Rajate Sakalopari, it reigns supreme over everything, over every other experience that we can have, the experience of being with the Lord in His form of the holy name. It reigns supreme. It makes everything in the universe appear very, very insignificant. We see this practically in the lives of the great devotees. They're simply chanting. There's nothing else that mattered to them. So this isn't artificial or hallucinatory. It's because they're actually experiencing Krishna in the form of His holy name. What was the last part of that? Rajate sakalopari. Tanukritya jagat sarvam. Rajate sakalopari. Chidanandamayam shudham. Yeah. So that His holy name is full of bliss and eternity. Shudham, completely pure. Harinamayiva kevalam. Chant. Please sing. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm